Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Bob Kessler, we didn't get to you yesterday, so let's go. You're first today.
This is a song for today.
Okay.
I think you'll like this artist.
Oh, Danny boy.
The so that's Vince Gill and Paul Franklin from the Sweet Memories album from a couple years ago, where they did the music of Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys. So Vince's beautiful version of Danny Boy. One of my favorites.
I love him.
Yes. And there's an interesting history of that tune. So the melody is called Londonderry Air. It existed for possibly centuries before actually an English lawyer and lyricist named Frederick Weatherly in 1910 came up with some lyrics for this one. We're hearing them now. One popular interpretation, it's a message from a parent to a son going off to battle. The pipes calling glen to glen. Although that traditionally is more Scottish than Irish. So they're not really sure if that's what that means. Another theory, the song is about a loved one leaving for America as part of the Irish diaspora. So it's one of those two, but it left us a great song either way.
And I can't even imagine how many times it's been recorded.
It's probably up there with Yesterday. You know, yeah, they always say Yesterday by the Beatles is the most recorded song of all time, but yeah, it's got to be high up there. Yes, I thought
turning
that was
us on to this version because we've heard so many others today.
I love Vince Gill and Paul Franklin's version, and that whole album is beautiful, and it's maybe 3 or 4 years old, so go check it out.
Absolutely. Mary, what do you have for us today?
Okay, so Lisa, since you're one of the most friendliest people I know, this article got me thinking of you. Is anybody born on the 2nd, the 16th, the 24th, or the 30th of the month?
I'm the 30th.
Ooh. Anyone else? 2nd, 16th, or the 24th? Well, these four dates supposedly produce the very friendliest people in the world, according to numerologists. So, Lisa, you're one of the friendliest, the 30th. It's related to Jupiter. You have a positive attitude, and you're always at the right place at the right time. I don't know about that.
Well, most of the time.
Except when your head or you hit a countertop. That was not good. And you have a lot of good luck, according to this article. If you're born on the 2nd of the month, you're associated with the moon. You have a strong sense of compassion. You're a peacekeeper in the family. 16th of the month, you're associated with Neptune. You find the best in others, and you're a very inspirational person. 24th, you're a nurturer, and you help build meaningful relationships. So just if you're born on those days.
Yeah. I love that kind of stuff. I really do. So, Kevin, you're the peacemaker? Are you the peacemaker in the family?
No.
I thought 11. You said you're born on the 2nd, or was that Bob?
No.
I'm the 27th.
I do have a grandchild born on the 2nd, and he is a very emotional child so far. So I think he's going to be a peacemaker for sure, this kid. And also one on the 16th. So we'll see how little Corey and Marshall turn out.
Yeah. What do you have today, Kevin?
Well, the Masters just 3 weeks away. Cannot wait. And the Masters announcing today that the taste of the Masters is returning. They've done this now. I think they started it during COVID. The last five or six years now, where you can buy your party stuff if you're hosting a Masters party, even if you're not hosting a party. They have a few different kits that you can purchase for the Masters. They have a large hosting kit that gets you some of their pork barbecue, pimento cheese, egg salad, some bags of popcorn, chocolate chips, some Masters coasters, cups, things like that. They have the classic kit, which gets you the pimento cheese, and the Azalea cocktail kit. That's their signature cocktail at Augusta, the Azalea. And you can order that for $100. That gets you a mixer, that gets you some cocktail glasses, and it gets you a whole jug of the Azalea mix, pre-made mix, without the liquor. But you can add that when it arrives at home. But if you want to, you know, get into the Masters, you can go to the tasteofthemasters.com and order it today.
I got to tell you, if I'm ordering egg salad from Georgia, it better arrive overnight.
Yeah. The Masters will take care of it. I wouldn't be worried.
Oh, man, what a time you had last year. How special was that, that you got to go?
Yeah, I wish we were going again, but it was amazing last year.
Are you in a lottery this year again?
Oh, yeah, well, once it opens up, which is normally after the tournament. Okay. Every year, Mary, you got to put your name in.
We need some sports clicks with golf stuff, because we've got so many golfers who listen. So we'll do that in the future, too. All right. Coming up next, we'll check in with Leland Vittert, especially about this this person who came out today on X that, you know, I'll read the it leaves me befuddled. That's what it does. We'll talk about that. The person saying that the U.S. has no right to be in Iran. And then coming up, we'll talk with Tom Skilling. He shares his memories of Orion Samuelson. All gets underway next after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.